Good morning, Rikatim Chayodim, Kvamim He, Simentes. So we left off in the middle of the language of the Chayodim, and we spoke a little bit about these halachas of being mashal somebody by offering him food. Okay, so the Chayodim says the following: you should not give food to somebody unless you're confident that he's going to make a bracha. On the other hand, some people are actually are lenient and allow you to give this food to somebody that you're not necessarily confident is going to making a bracha. So he says, why would that be, that you would be allowed to do that? He says, we just said we can't give it to somebody that is not going to wash. He says, the dafka b'matilas yadayim shoyisa ha'ikr tekef. There's an immediately, he's giving him the food, and there, as he gives him the food, the person starts to eat, so without washing his hands. So that's a problem. Masha'en kein b'brocha, but the bracha issue, there's some element of a time lapse between the time that the person is given the food. It doesn't happen necessarily immediately. It's going to be mut. So this is an idea which is actually quoted in the Bach and the Magen Avraham. The Shabur quotes it as well. In time wise, it's hard to understand exactly what he means. So in one of the Tshuva Svarim, he says that to understand it as written, it's a little bit difficult. That the difference is do we look at the item that he's giving to him as something which is Isser or Heter? So the food is not inherently something which is Usser. The Isser Lifnei Iver is to be mashal by giving another Jew something which the item is prohibited. But if the item intrinsically is permitted, even though he might use it in an appropriate way, i.e. without making a bracha on it, so he feels that that's one explanation that's not going to this early in the Iver, which is a chiddush, because again we mentioned the Mishnayos in Masechtas Shviyos, which seem to say not like that. Okay, so different ways understands the Rav Moshe Sternbrook suggests the difference is, are you feeding him? In a certain sense, the decision to make the bracha or not, you put it in his hands, and it's really it's really his decision whether he's going to make a bracha or not. It's he's passively sinning. He's sinning in the sense of he's not doing something he's supposed to do. So you're just creating an opportunity for him to do something which he is not doing. So that's a problem. That's not a problem. When is it a problem? When a person's eating without washing, he's actively doing something which is usur. The lack of the eating is not the isur when it comes to the bracha, it's the lack of bracha which is the isur. So the food you gave him is not the isur, it's the lack of bracha which is going to. So that's, we look at that as being different according to this opinion. We mentioned this idea that if you give it through etztaka, it's going to be permitted. Now the Chayyada moves on to the question of the case of the Shamish. Does he need to make a bracha on the food that he's being offered? He didn't expect it. Does he need to make a bracha on that? So that's really a new point. I want to mention one idea which some of the poskim suggest different ideas of how to deal with this problem when you have non-firm relatives. We can't necessarily argue that they're getting involved in Kirov. Maybe we're worried about this idea that they shouldn't come to, in some way, resent their from relatives, some of those are terim. One of the terim is the idea of, I should make a bracha for them. And he might see them in the bracha. So that doesn't work for Natila, but that will work for the bracha on the food. So we need to clarify some questions about how that works exactly, because normally we say that either we require intent on the parties to be able to be yotze with the bracha. So how do we understand that? So we will talk about that, Be'ezras Hashem, in the next shiur. And meanwhile, have a good day.